Well, good morning and welcome to St. Luke's. Today is the 11th Sunday after Pentecost. Would you please stand as you're able as we sing our opening hymn together, "We Have Come Into His House." The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
They cried out in fear, but Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Let us pray. Mighty God and ruler of all creation, give new strength to our faith, that we may recognize your presence even when all hope seems lost. Help us to face all trials with serenity as we walk with Christ through the stormy seas of life and come at last to your eternal peace. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing the way of salvation through faith in your Son. We ask you now to teach and encourage us through your words that we may be ready to serve you for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So off you go. We'll be thinking about that gospel story of Jesus and Peter on the water. Before that, Sue's going to read to us from Paul's letter to the Romans.
A reading from the letter of Romans. What does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if we confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so it justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so it is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and its is generations to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear with someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. For the word of the Lord.
Please stand as you're able as we sing our next hymn, Seek Ye First. Reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking towards them on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. When he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. As the people of that place recognized him, they sent word throughout the region and brought all who were sick to him and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. For the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Over the last few weeks, we've been reading from the Gospel of Matthew answers to the question, what is the kingdom? Remember, we had lots of parables, and last week we then had the story of the feeding of the much more than 5,000, and looked on that as an acted parable describing how the kingdom works. But we could also look at that question, that story last week, and ask the question, who is Jesus? And for the people on the hillside who had probably gathered together because of Jesus' healing ministry, the answer was probably miracle worker. And even the disciples who'd been with Jesus for a while saw him primarily as a great teacher. But for the people whom Matthew was passing on this story, the answer to the question is much more than that. In our reading today from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, we are told that we confess with our lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. This is much more than a great teacher or a miracle worker. And that, I think, is why this passage was included in Matthew's Gospel, the story of a storm at sea. It is part of Matthew's answering the question, who is Jesus? That's why he wrote the entire gospel, to answer the question, who is Jesus and what did he come to do? So we have a story of the disciples alone on a boat on the sea in the midst of heavy waves and strong winds. They were professional fishermen. They'd been out on boats before, but the waves and the wind were so strong that despite their skills, they were there from evening to the following morning, unable to make it to land. And then they see Jesus walking towards them across the water. I guess they were pretty exhausted. They couldn't comprehend what they saw. They saw, maybe we're just seeing visions. But the story continues. Jesus speaks, "Take heart, it is I." And Peter, who is so often portrayed by the gospel writers as pretty impetuous, asked Jesus to command him to walk on the water towards him, which he does, until he then realizes quite what he is doing, and he begins to sink, as we talked with the children. And as we reflect on this passage, very, very often, we reflect on those actions of Peter. We commend Peter's faith in stepping out on the boat and walking on the water, and see that as an encouragement to step out in faith ourselves, to put our faith in action. And then we observe the problem, that as Peter took his eyes off Jesus, his faith faltered. But of course, Jesus was there to save. So we conclude, be courageous, get out of the boat, but keep your focus on Jesus. And that's a great message indeed. That's what my children's talk was looking at, and many sermons have been preached on that. And it is true in all respects. Remember that great hymn by the 20th century singer and writer Helen Howarth Lemmel. She reflects on Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. And she writes, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. But as I said before, I don't think this is the primary reason why Matthew included this passage in his gospel. This is all about what do we learn about Jesus. At the end of the story, the other disciples of the boat didn't congratulate Peter for doing pretty well, but wish him better luck next time. Instead, the end of that story on the boat is with the disciples worshipping Jesus as the Son of God. And in Matthew's storyline, as he tells his, puts together the stories of Jesus, this is the first time that this has been said. It's in Matthew's storytelling, this is an important point. So what has it been, what has happened that has tells the disciples and indeed Matthew's readers that that's revealing who Jesus is? Well, actually the most telling part is what Jesus says. He says, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. In Greek, what he says is ego sum, I am. Jesus here is echoing the divine name from the Hebrew scriptures. When God met Moses in the burning bush, Moses asked God, who are you? When people ask me, who sent me? Who do I say? And God replies, I am who I am. The name of God. And right of John's gospel, and John starts from a different place. He starts from, we know who Jesus is, and this is what he did, as opposed to building up to who is Jesus. Throughout that gospel, we have Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd. I am the way. I am the vine. So these words are really telling. But then what Jesus does is also telling. Jesus walking on water also echoes from the Hebrew scriptures. In the creation stories of Genesis, God's spirit moves over the face of the waters. And in the book of Job, another creation account has God trampling on the waves and walking on the recesses of the deep being the chaos of the oceans. And then God shows God's power by victory over water. The Israelites crossed the Red Sea in the Exodus and then entered the Promised Land across the swollen Jordan. So Jesus and Matthew want us to know who he is, the Son of God. His words and his actions make it plain. But then Peter effectively asks, okay, prove it. Let me walk on water too. Perhaps we can relate to this. We, 21st century people, we want evidence. But what sort of evidence could convince someone that Jesus is who he is? Is this even a good question to ask? In the Gospels, a number of people ask Jesus to prove who he is, and Peter joins the crowd of the devil in the wilderness and the high priest and Herod during Jesus' trial, and the mockers at the cross. As I wrote that, I couldn't help but have in my head Herod's song from Jesus Christ Superstar. So, you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ, prove to me that you're divine, change my water into wine. That's all you need do, and I know it's all true. Come on, King of the Jews. And there's a walk across my swimming pool line in that song as well. But really, the fact that even if Jesus had performed a miracle for Herod, he would still have been seen as some sort of magician. And at the end of our Bible passage today, when Jesus and the disciples land in Gennesaret, the crowd reform. But what have they come for? They've come for the healing. They've come for the miracle worker. This isn't the sort of evidence that convinces people who Jesus is, of who God is. What we know is what the disciples saw and heard on the boat, that Jesus is the ego sum, the I am, the one who calls us to take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So yes, we do need to know the stories of God. That's what Matthew and Luke and Mark and John were doing. They were writing down the stories of Jesus to tell, the stories of what Jesus did. And those are the basis of coming to faith. Our reading from the letter of Romans today includes a great reminder of this. A great call of mission is the telling of these stories. Paul writes, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Telling the stories, telling people of Jesus. And that beautiful feat, you remember CMS, the Mission Society that we support, their annual fundraiser is always called Beautiful Feet Sunday. Unfortunately, they've changed it now, which is a great shame. But Beautiful Feet Sunday is a beautiful image. We tell the stories, and after we tell the stories about Jesus, we then turn to the disciples, follow the disciples, and worship Jesus as the Son of God. Seeing Jesus walking on the water did not prove that Jesus was the Son of God. Disciples thought he was a ghost, and Peter managed to do it for a while as well. But when you add all those pieces together, when you hear the ego sum, the I am, we know who Jesus is. We know God. Once we know of God, we then know God. Amen. Please will you stand as together we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray for the world
and for the Church.
At the end of each prayer today, the response to Merciful God is hear our prayer. Most merciful God, we bring to you our prayers for your world and its people, for those caught in war and conflict, for victims of natural disasters, starvation and disease, for all aid and relief workers. And today we pray that negotiations in the Middle East will result in real progress towards the cessation of violence in the area. As you came long ago to your disciples in the midst of a storm, come today to your people tossed about in tempests and troubles of life, that we may take heart from your presence. Merciful God, hear our prayer. We bring to you our prayers for your church, in places where it faces persecution, in places where it is marginalised and ignored, in places where it is discredited by discord and disgrace. And today in the Anglican Communion, we pray for the Episcopal Church, the Diocese of Canberra-Goulburn, the Parish of Woolloongabba, the Family Support Group, for St Aidan's Anglican School, Corinda, and for our missionary partners, parishes in the Western region supported by the Bush Ministry Fund. As you came long ago to your disciples in the midst of a storm, come today to your people tossed about in tempests and troubles of life, that our faith may be rekindled by your presence. Merciful God, hear our prayer. We bring to you our prayers for this community, for all who are in violent or abusive relationships, for street children and all who have no homes, for all who are unable to care for themselves, for our families and friends, and all with whom we share our daily lives. And today we pray for our local schools, St Elizabeth's Primary, St Francis Xavier and the Red Hill Special School. And in our parish, we give thanks for the ongoing work of the diocesan property team in bringing the defect rectification period for new buildings to a successful conclusion. As you came long ago to your disciples in the midst of a storm, come today to your people tossed about in the tempests and troubles of life, that we may draw strength from your presence. Merciful God, hear our prayer. We bring to you our prayers for all who are in need, for all without family and friends, for all who mourn the loss of those they love, for all who are afraid, confused, or without hope, for the sick and all who care for them. And today we pray for those who have asked for our prayers, for Ryan, Sharon, David, Peter, Lauren, Rita, Don, Margaret, Peter, Maxine and Robin, Glenn and Rose, Mon, Scott and Tim. As you came long ago to your disciples in the midst of a storm, Come today to your people tossed about in the tempests and troubles of life, that our terrors may be calmed by your presence. Merciful God, hear our prayer. We bring to you our prayers for all who have died in the faith, for those of this parish who have gone before us to your heavenly presence. And today, from our parish book of remembrance, we give thanks for the lives of Leslie John Pollard, William James Henry Miller, Margaret Marshall, Leanne Jane Todd, Rita Frances Mooney, Nola Karen Thompson, Richard Gilbert Harrison, Todd Walker, Leslie Nancy Russo, Valerie Margaret Teske, Maxine Farmer, Elsie Charlotte Haggerty, Kevin William Marshall, Shirley Ann Spencer, Fergus George Edwards, and Walter Thompson. As you came long ago to your disciples in the midst of a storm, come to us when we are tossed about in the tempests and troubles of life, that with your faithful people of every age, we may come to find in your presence a place of everlasting peace and joy. Most merciful God, hear our prayer.
Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy, welcoming sinners and inviting them to the Lord's table. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith with a sincere and a true heart. Merciful God, our Maker and our Judge, we have sinned against you in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We repent and are sorry for all our sins. Father, forgive us. Strengthen us to love and obey you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God has promised forgiveness to all who turn to him in faith, pardon you and set you free from all your sins, strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you please stand? We are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you. Four people on Zoom. Peace be with you at home. As we remain standing, we sing our next hymn, What a Faithful God Have I.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. For your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accepting you as our offering for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Blessed be God forever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Loving God, we thank you for this world of wonder and delight. You've given it to us to care for so all your creatures may enjoy its bounty. Lord our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that when we turned away from you, you sent Jesus to live and work as one of us and bring us back to you. He showed us how to love you and set us free to love and serve one another. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that on the cross, Jesus took away our sin, all that keeps us from each other and from you. He frees us from hate and fear, from all that destroys love and trust. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. And so with everyone who believes in you, with all the saints and angels, we rejoice and praise you, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And now we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. May we who receive them, as Jesus said, share his body and his blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He shared the cup with them and said, This is my blood poured out that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me. You've gathered us together to feed on Christ and remember all he has done for us. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Fill us with your spirit that we may follow Jesus in all we do and say, working for justice and bringing your peace to this world that you have made. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessing and honor and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body, for we all share in one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, let us take this holy sacrament, the body and blood of Christ, in remembrance that he died for us, and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us in this hope that we have grasped, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Together to sing our missional hymn, King of the Ages, King of... peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds of the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.